Rutabagas. What a mess. Isn't that a terrible way to put a question? Forget that.
I never get involved in that next thing.
Instead, no I good. Have, heaven. I have something instead of.
Yeah, instead of. Mm-hmm. And when people become church members, you say they have.
Well, they've become Christians. They've converted.
And what have they done in relation to the church?
Joined the church.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And in church, you pray to.
You do what?
You pray to.
You pray to the Lord.
Uh-huh. And another word for the Lord is.
God.
The Lord is what?
Another word for the Lord is.
Good and great.
Yeah.
Merciful.
But you say this is.
In your prayer, you say you, huh?
Jesus or God or?
God?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
Pray God.
You pray to God.
Uh-huh. And the preacher delivers a
sermon.
He may read you the 23rd
Psalm.
And the organ will play some
music.
And then the choir will
sing.
And if the music is particularly good, you say, my, but today the music was
beautiful.
And let's see, God is in heaven, and in hell you will find
the devil.
Uh-huh. And around a graveyard, children might think that at night they will find
ghosts.
Uh-huh. And if they find these in a house, they'll say the house is
haunted.
If it's not particularly cold and not just not particularly cold, but it is cold, you say, well, I think it's
pleasant.
Mm-hmm. If someone asks you to do something, but you just don't quite know, you're not particularly disposed to it, you might say, well, thank you, but
I'm not disposed. Don't feel disposed to do it.
I'm indisposed.
Yeah, you can say I'm indisposed, which is the opposite to what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Just feel indisposed.
If something differs from something in certain respects, not much, but a small amount, you say it's what?
I would say the difference would be negligible.
Uh-huh.
That's a hard word.
It's a little different, or?
It's a little different, or it's.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to something in the morning when you're greeting him? Or something? Boy, I tell you, I've unraveled.
I'd greet them. I'd say, good morning. How do you do?
Uh-huh. If you meet someone for the first time, what do you say? Mr. Emerson, this is Mr. So-and-so.
Yeah, I'm happy to see you. I'm happy to meet you and make your acquaintance. Now, that we're to be by here in a minute.
And if you've enjoyed the man's visit, you'd say to him, well, I enjoyed this. Won't you
come back?
Uh-huh. And come back, that means?
That simply means to come back and we'll have another visit.
What do you say on Christmas morning?
On Christmas morning, we say Merry Christmas to you.
Uh-huh. What did you say as a boy?
As a boy?
Uh-huh.
On Christmas morning?
Uh-huh.
I don't believe I know.
Did you ever say Christmas gift?
Oh, yeah. Now on Halloween, you know, we say trick or treat.
Yeah.
But Christmas gift, we would meet somebody first, you know.
Uh-huh.
We'd try to beat them to it, Christmas gift.
Is that still the custom, or?
Oh, I might say that yet. Yes, sir. You can't tell.
Santa Claus has been here.
Yes, sir.
On New Year's morning, what do you say?
On what?
New Year's morning.
Top of the morning. Happy New Year.
Uh-huh.
My son-in-law says, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, old Santa Claus.
On the first of the month, the bills are?
Due.
And if you join a club, you have to pay your annual
dues.
And if you need money, you can go to the bank and
borrow it.
Huh? But in the 30s, money was
scarce.
What do you call it when you swim?
Beg pardon?
Do you swim?
Oh yeah.
What do you call it when you jump into the water?